Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and let's do a deep dive on one of our current quotes. I'm going to pick November 15th. Today is November 15th, is the day I'm recording. So I'm just going to go to the calendar, and most of you, you can get an online copy of the Daily Team Building Agile Calendar. Or there'll be a hard copy coming in December. So go to Jacqueline-Sanders-Blackman.com and you'll find the online version, and you can hit that follow and subscribe button. And you can, if you want to download it and share it with others, then just you can do that via PayPal. You'll have a different quote every day, and think of them as great conversation starters to keep kind of renewing the idea that Agile is about continuous learning and continuous improvement. So that said, November 15th, the quote is, if your team does not finish at least 90% or more of their sprint goal and carries over a large amount of unfinished stories to the next sprint, then your sprint was not successful. Ouch. When you hear that, you're thinking, well, that's not an affirmation. That doesn't inspire me. But if anything, inspire you to take a closer look at what's going well and what's not. And what I'm trying to emphasize in this particular statement is that you really should be identifying what your team can accomplish in a sprint. And if that's 2 weeks for you, so when you're doing your planning at the beginning, you're making a commitment. You walk out of the planning meeting and say, we commit to finishing these things within this current sprint. A product owner should be able to go to the bank with that information. They should be able to, you know, sound the alarms and let all the customer knows, hey, this is going to be completed at the end of the sprint, because the team, this high performing team, committed that they could finish it. And this particular quote, you notice I said 90%, because for some, 90% is a pretty decent score. You know, the kids come home with a 90%. That's a pretty good grade on a test. But if you're high performing, you've been performing for a while, I'm not talking about a brand new team, but you consider yourself performing, and you know, you feel like you're operating agile and scrum, you should do 100%. Your goal is to get 100% of what you committed to complete it. The idea of any carryover should be something that you look at as a learning opportunity. But in all intents and purposes, it's a learning opportunity because you were not successful. So that's the main thing is in Agile, when you're not successful, when you make a mistake, that is considered a learning opportunity. So what's very important to me and when it comes to coaching Agile teams is that you're not continuously or continuing or repeatedly, having and repeating the same mistakes over and over. So you had carryover last sprint, you had carryover the last 10 sprints, and you're going to have carryover the next sprint. That's repeating the same mistake. What is it about what you're committing to, what you're able to accomplish versus what you're able to deliver, and refine that and get better and get excited about, meeting 100% of what you committed. One example is instead of, because that's a clear indicator that you're overcommitting, instead of overcommitting, pull back a little bit, adjust your velocity so that you are only doing what you know that you are capable of doing, and confident that you as a team all together can complete. And if there is one or two things that you feel you might be able to get to and complete, then call those or make those your stretch goals. That way, you can have clear communication with your product owner. These are the things that we fully are committed to, and we feel confident that we're going to complete them. There's this one other thing that you have prioritized or you want us to do or asked us to do. We're not sure, so we're going to make that a stretch goal. And not until we complete 100% of what we're fully committed to will we pull in that stretch goal. Okay? And even when you pull in that stretch goal, only pull it in if you know you can complete it in that sprint. If you apply these rules as part of self-governance as an Agile team, then you should turn a corner and not continuously have carryover. That should absolutely be the exception and not the rule. So that is our SIP and our quote for the day. Again, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. You can go to my website, the namesake, JacquelineSandersBlackman.com, and you'll see the online calendar. And, I'd love for you to share and give us feedback on what you think. But for now, thank you for listening. And until next time, bye for now.